interesting that the Spirit of God points us to this question that the Lord poses to his disciples first. Because as we go on this journey, what we're going to see is that everything is about the Lord Jesus as it relates to us as believers. He is the center of God's counsels. And so we have to begin with the one who has to be your objective and mine. Our eyes have to be upon him. And if there is any doubt as to who he is, it's going to have a negative impact on all the teachings that follow. And so men have their own opinions as to who he is. And if you look at John the Baptist and Jeremiah, the prophets, these were simply men, if you want to lump them together. Men that were used of God to speak the mind of God, but they are not the Lord Jesus. They are not the one who God has put all of his counsels and has determined that the Lord Jesus is going to be the center of all of his purposes. In the book of Genesis, you'll find that the sun is the center of the galaxy in which we live, our solar system, the S-U-N. As far as God's counsels are concerned, the S-O-N is the center of his counsels. He is not a mere man. He's not one who just died and is in the grave. But as Peter could say, thou art the Christ. He's the anointed one, the son of the living God. And I think that once we establish this in our minds as individuals, it helps us to move forward, that this one is God's anointed and that he is the son of the living God. I'll say this lastly, that why this is also important is that the devil challenges the person and the work of the Lord Jesus. If he can undermine in the minds of men, even believers, as to whether the Lord is who he says he is, then he has taken a big stake in your life to move you away from the truth of the Word of God. But if we believe this according to the Word of God, that he is the anointed one, the Son of the living God, that is the foundation for everything moving forward.
Just would key in on the phrase, the living God. Oh, how wonderful that is, because the world that existed then and the world that exists today does not believe in a living God. You see, that is a great difficulty with them. We belong to the living God. That was the great challenge with Elijah, if you remember in the book of Kings, that the God that could answer by fire would be the God that they would serve. How wonderful as we see Elijah as he built that altar and as he put the water on it and they filled up all the way around. And the fire took the water. It took the stones. It took everything that was there. You see, that's the difference between our God, the living God, and the God of this world. He has many, many ways that he approaches people today. But we're going to come back and not focus on how he approaches others, but we're going to see the living God. Jesus said unto him, blessed, happy art thou, Simon Jonah, Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee. And I say to you, dear young person, if you have an understanding of who Jesus Christ is, if you have an understanding of who the Savior is and what he has done, it's not an understanding that was passed on just by parents. It's wonderful to have believing parents. It's not an understanding that was passed on just by brethren. It's wonderful to have brethren. But it is an understanding that comes from the Lord as he opens the heart. This is what we're praying for this week. You might think that we think that you all need this teaching. Well, we do think that. But we also realize that Tony, Chuck, Emil, John, Chris, we need this teaching in our lives absolutely as much as you do. Okay? It's not something that There's an elite. We don't ever graduate from this school that we're in. And we begin learning about Christ in the assembly. We just keep on learning. And we keep on learning. And we keep on learning. And we find that we never, ever can exhaust the word of God. So he says here, flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father. Wow. That's phenomenal. My Father, which is in heaven, is the revealer of the Son and all that he would do.
Just a brief word. I believe everyone in here is a student, perhaps in high school or college or university. And so we study and we want to develop our minds. And so we can learn things about a trade or our careers. And while the Lord has given us these faculties, it's important to develop them in that way. It's also important to develop spiritual exercise and to train our spiritual senses to hear what the Lord is saying. Because this is the line with which we'll gain these things. I read in the commentary many years ago, and I've shared it, so you may shared it before, so maybe you've heard this, but we had the power outage last night, and it was dark. And it doesn't matter how good your eyesight is, but you can't see without light. And here is divine light from the pages of Scripture and the Father opening up to us the things of heaven. And the only way that that is discerned is it is spiritually discerned. The things of the Spirit are spiritually discerned. So that we would be exercised and sensitive to hear God speaking through his word to us about the assembly and about himself.
But I want to reiterate and strengthen this point. Because what's going on here, the Lord, in speaking to his disciples and Peter being addressed here as an individual, or he is responds as an individual. Notice how he has addressed, whom do men, plural, whom do men say that I am? What generally is thought about me? Now we live in a day, young people, where there is many thoughts, there is many opinions, there is much that is presented as being it's presented as truth, but is it? There is much what do men think? And it's not what men think is not the resource for us. The Lord proves it here. Whom do men say that I am? And there was many noble thoughts, but not one of them hit the nail on the head. Not one of them was correct. Until Peter responds. And Peter responds, and the response that has been read and given to us in testimony, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, and has been emphasized already. And how did he come to know that? Not by flesh and blood, not by men, not by opinions of this world, not by opinions that are presented around us, but my Father has revealed this unto you. And for us, what do we have is that resource. This is what we're opening up before us, young people. It's the Word of God. By the Spirit of God that would reveal unto us the Son of the living God. And he would be that one that would be revealed to us to understand. And he seeks to for our heart's affection so that it's not an intellectual thing anymore. What do men say? Whom do men say that I am? That was an intellectual response. Right? But now the Lord is looking for something much deeper than an intellectual response, but a response from the heart of the truth of the person concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God, the living God, the one who is life in himself. And this, which we've expressed, but it needs to be something that that engages my heart on the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not just an opinion. This is the truth concerning the Son.